This podcast is brought to you by RexMD. RexMD makes men's health real simple by delivering FDA-approved prescription ED medication discreetly to your door. Just fill out a survey and, if appropriate, you'll get an ED medication sample pack. Get yours at RexMD.com/Howie. That's RexMD.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When do Americans get their freedom back?
When we get the level of infection in this country low enough.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate, the United States Congress, a proposal to pack the court. He was legalistically absolutely correct, but it was a bonehead idea.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game.
His view is that he wants to hear from this commission that has a range of viewpoints.
What am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
That Supreme Court packing commission, that is a blue ribbon commission. Pabst blue ribbon. The packing is not going to occur, apparently. Good news is so rare these days, I don't want to get overly excited, but Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not in favor of it. I think she realizes it will be electoral poison. The Supreme Court is not in favor of it, including the leftist automatons like Breyer for sure. And I don't think Kagan and Sotomayor care much about it either. And Sotomayor and I think Gorsuch came out with a co-statement today talking about the country is just getting too polarized. It's really is out of control here. And so this is a good step backwards, if indeed it is a step backwards. I guess we'll have to see. But it's something that I was thinking about this driving down today. When I grew up, I was a little kid. I liked to read history, and I read about the court packing in the 30s, and everybody treated it as did Joe Biden in that earlier sound cut in the intro as an absolute disaster, and that it would never happen. I just never assumed it would ever happen again. It's like these diseases. You know, I'd ask my Aunt Mabel, all of your brothers and sisters, what did they die of? And she'd cite all these horrible diseases like diphtheria, whooping cough, Spanish flu. She said, but don't worry, Howard, all those diseases have been eradicated. And you know what? They had been eradicated until we opened the borders. And all these people started swarming across, and there was no more Ellis Island to protect ourselves. And there's no more sane Democrat Party to do the right thing here on the packing of the Supreme Court. Although, again, we may have dodged a bullet here. And if we can just get to 2022 and retake control of Congress, it may be all right. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And Taylor's doing a couple of things for me. He's redacting a police report on the state trooper in Attleboro who's accused of domestic assault on his ex-girlfriend and threatening and an assault with a dangerous weapon. A police revolver is a dangerous weapon. What's the distinction between dangerous and deadly? I always think of a shoe as a dangerous weapon. With a dangerous weapon, to wit, a shoe. You read that sometimes. But I mean a Glock, a black Glock, as she described it in the report. Well, anyway, we'll have that report up for you, and my column will be up in the Herald soon. 844-500-4242. But Taylor will be with us shortly here. And we've got a lot to get to here again today. And the thing I wanted to start with first is I like to lead with a good sound. They always told us in TV, local TV news, lead with your best video. And I think the same thing applies in radio. You lead with your best, don't have any video, but you lead with your best audio, right? And the best audio today is Geraldo versus Dan Bongino. This was last night on the Sean Hannity show. And, you know, Geraldo, he's been around for a million years. And, you know, his name really isn't Geraldo Rivera. It's Gerald, and he changed it. And it's okay. He did what he had to do. And he's close to 80 now. And he's you know, I never really minded the guy personally. I know him just a little bit. He's been on my show a couple of times down in New York when we were broadcasting from there. He's not a bad guy on a personal level, but he's kind of full of himself. And I guess that's kind of the understatement of the year, isn't it? He's kind of full of himself. So he was talking about he has these prescriptions to bring back effective law enforcement. And one of them was that you should carry the taser as your primary weapon rather than the firearm. And that just seems insane. And Bongino used to be a cop in New York City. He was in the Secret Service. He's gonna get a bunch of stations for Rush's show. This was really good publicity for him, actually, as he begins his syndicated show. That he thinks will in some markets replace Rush, not in Boston, obviously, because Grace is here. But so he so just listen to what Bongino does and how Geraldo just totally loses it. Cut nine.
You're a cheap shot artist.
Geraldo, you got to let him have his say. You had your say.
You just want to see the country burn. Oh, that's it.
I want to see the country burn. You son
race.
Of a. I want
You're
to see the country burn, you punk. You're nothing but a punk.
Yeah.
You're a punk,
yeah.
Bongino. You're a punk.
You wouldn't tell me that to my face.
You're a punk. You're a punk. And then later on, we don't have the cut, I guess. I thought we did. But it's a cut of him saying, you know, just because you have dinner with a police captain four times a year doesn't make you an expert on law enforcement. And, you know, if anyone remembers or has seen videotape of the old days when Geraldo was breaking into, quote unquote, TV journalism, that was the heyday of local news. It was a decade before I broke into it, actually. And he had this long hair and he was in a big bushy mustache. And, you know, he had the ethnic name, even if he didn't quite have. Even if he really wasn't DNA-wise quite as ethnic as his name would indicate, if you know what I mean. And it's just so funny to see this happening. They scream. I mean, he's been on TV for a million times.
Howie, I actually met him one time when I was a waitress.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm a big fan. Because they told you at the restaurant, never, you know, never talk to the celebrities or tell them that you know them. But it was my last day before I left. So I figured out what the heck. And he was fine. He was nice. You know, I told him I was a theater major. He said, I'll look for your name in lights. But I think he was, you know, he didn't actually think that he'd be looking for my name in lights. But I was like, you just wait, Mr. Geraldo. And then he forgot his sweater. And I brought it out to him before he left.
He may have also been looking for you as his sixth or seventh wife.
No, I don't think so.
How dare you?
Doesn't he spend the summer down on the South Coast, Westport, someplace like that? He isn't, or Marion, maybe. Marion, I think.
I don't know. I was in Martha's Vineyard. It was the same place I saw Elizabeth Warren when she got the very expensive oatmeal.
Oh, God.
It was a real who's who of celebs.
Yeah. It's But again, I've told a story. I forget even who told me the story, but I think it was somebody who'd you know, you remember when he came, I think when they were closing in Afghanistan on the Taliban at the end, and they thought they had a chance to get Osama bin Laden. This was in 2001, 2001, I guess. And they were closing in, and then he somehow escaped, and Geraldo arrived and was, you know, basically, you know, pulling a Brian Williams. I mean, not that bad, but just kind of over-emphasizing his role in the affray. And so I guess some of the special forces that were there and had been involved in the battle, they were they saw him coming in, and they did something really bad with their hands, Grace, and then they shook hands with him, and a bunch of them did it just to show how much they hated the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there does seem to be this thing with journalists and reporters that they want to be like action heroes, but they're so far from it.
Right. Well, you know, I think, you know, they could call the movie Ron Burgundy. They could call that Geraldo Rivera, and it'd be the same movie, basically, wouldn't it?
I'm kind of a big deal. I have a lot of leather-bound books.
Yeah. I remember one time I did a shot with Geraldo on his own show. I had to do it from the RKO studios because there was nowhere else to do it. I had to do it like directly after the show. I couldn't go anywhere to do it, so I became the ultimate outgunned TV guest. I became a freeze frame on the screen. Not even just a phone. I was a freeze frame, and everybody was talking over me. We were talking about what Billy and Whitey had done to Boston, and they had one of these BC law school guys, and I kept talking about all the things that Whitey had done and Billy had done, and all the corruption in the FBI and et cetera, et cetera. And this lawyer from BC law said, "Geraldo, these are just urban myths."
Oh, wow.
I mean, I didn't, you know, it's, I can't, you know, I can't, I'm not in the studio with him like the guy from BC was. I'm just, you know, not that I got sold out by Geraldo. It was just a function of the situation. But I've always remembered that. That's my, probably my most memorable moment with Geraldo over the years.
Howie, what?
Urban myths, all of which turned out to be true, 100%.
What's worse, urban myths or anecdotes? Which one usually has more truth?
Urban myths, I'm going to go with. Oh, anecdotes are pretty, they're both pretty pretty truthful when it comes down to it as time goes on. All right, we'll be back with Grace's news in a bit. We'll take some calls in the next segment here, 844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you are going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you are going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing." The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or get into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, pet, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie and you will save an additional $10 off the sales price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Howie Carr VIP Studio Experience. Tickets are now available with experiences beginning in May. To order, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP tab.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your least favorite professional sports league? The MLB, the NBA, the NFL, or the NHL?
I mentioned this. There's a new poll out today from Morning Consult, and baseball took a severe hit with Republicans. Baseball is now almost as unpopular with Republicans as the NBA is. But, okay, so you got the four major sports. I'm still saying the sport I would be least likely to ever watch again would be the NBA.
67% say the NBA, followed by the MLB at 15%, NFL 10%, and NHL 8%.
All right. 844-500-4242. Taylor just got the Attleboro police report on that state trooper who allegedly assaulted his girlfriend. He's been suspended without pay. It's a pretty gross report. I'll be writing a column about it, but I wanted to get the report up so people could see it. Go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on. Just it's right on the top of the page, HowieCarsShow.com. And we have some very good news here today. Again, it looks like they're not going to pack the Supreme Court. That's the first bit of good news. Here's a local good news. This is this morning, Governor Sununu said at a Chamber of Commerce breakfast that he would be lifting the mask mandate wicked soon. Definition for wicked soon is tomorrow. Here's his tweet that he just put out, 9 minutes ago. As fatalities continue to decline, as hospitalizations remain manageable, and as vaccinations continue to increase, the state's mask mandate will not be renewed tomorrow! That was not Charlie Bacon applauding, I'll tell you that. Nor was it Phil Scott. Nor was it Janet Mills.
I bet Charlie Baker is going to have a press conference on this tomorrow.
I don't know about this. We have to follow the science.
We're going to reinstate the travel restrictions from New Hampshire to Massachusetts and back. Please fill out your travel forms and submit them ahead of time.
No one will be allowed to commute to work in Oh, that's right. No one commutes to work in Massachusetts anymore anyway. We still require you to pay income tax, though, even if you don't. Oh, boy. This puts the heat on Charlie Parker. There's no question about it. So we're trying to get Chris Sununu on to take a victory lap. I don't know if we can or not, but we would love to have him on today. And it's such great news. And again, I know, you know, there's still going to be places in the Granite State that still require you to wear masks, and places like Portsmouth, it's always going to be out of control. But, you know, this is a good step in the right direction. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, Geraldo Rivera did a hit piece on one of the islands I was on when I was active duty, and everybody told them, you know, all those protesters over there are getting paid to be there by the big hotels because they were trying to put a hotel. So it finally comes out on his show. Not a word mentioned. He's the original freaking Dada. His narrative was for the people, you know, and it was like, oh, these people are here because they want to live there and they want jobs and blah, blah, blah. And there wasn't even civilians. He snuck a camera on the island. Nobody was allowed there because, well, it was an artillery.
I know. He started out in that era. You know, everybody had to have an action news team, and you had to have this was even before the days when you had to have a chopper five, reporting the stories. But Geraldo was on the action team or the I team or whatever the hell they called it. And, you know, and again, his job was to, you know, have a really bushy head of hair. And a mustache. No one ever complained about Geraldo's 5 o'clock shadow. Unlike me, I took the crap about the 5 o'clock shadow. Thanks for the call, Lee. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie. Howie, thank you very much for the good news. I mean, I want to hear more of it, and I think people would listen more if more time was spent talking about what people, politicians, and states are doing to help things. I think the increase in coverage would encourage and promote these people, and it also would really help me cope.
No, I understand, Mike. I get messages every day from listeners saying, you know, Howie, you still have a great show, but sometimes the news is just too overwhelmingly bleak. That's why I wanted to lead with good news today. You know, I mean, it could be temporary. You could be, you know, stared down by a Karen in Manchester or Concord, or, you know, or even in even in real towns, real parts of New Hampshire, like Windham, for instance. But still, it's better than nothing. It's better than Massachusetts has got. That's for damn sure. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says, he played for the Mets. NBA is the worst, but I can't watch any sport but golf now. I still, if I miss the opening kickoff and I don't have to listen to everybody, watch everybody kneeling, I can watch NFL. But that's about it for me. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 917 says, worked very closely with Geraldo for more than 11 years. Don't believe 99% of the crap you hear about him. Of course, he's not above using hyperbole, and it's always been a criticism. But you don't stay in the business for 50 years by being a complete schmo. I said that, didn't I? I said I personally get along with him, and he's always been decent to me. But you can't deny that he's in many ways a caricature.
Yes.
Of a type of TV, local TV too, and that's either he made the transition into national, but he's still a caricature of a local TV prototype that doesn't even exist anymore, except in a museum or when you get a Ron Burgundy movie.
And honestly, if a regular person was saying that, that might be considered harsh. But from Howie, that is pretty much praise.
Yeah.
He could say a lot meaner things about Geraldo if he wanted to.
Yeah. You know, I have an announcement to make on behalf of the advertising arm of the Howie Carr Radio Network, Grace.
You do?
Yes.
I'm scared.
We're going to be doing a lot more remotes in New Hampshire this summer than we had previously planned. And if you would like to get your business into a situation where you can have Howie Carr or Grace Curley or both at your business, restaurant, theme park, whatever, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on advertising, and we'll tell you how to get something lined up.
Theme park. I would love that.
Don't you feel this is what it must have been like when they found gold in California in 1849?
Come on, family.
Or Alaska in 1898. North to Alaska. Now it's north to New Hampshire.
Well, how
it already was north to New Hampshire anyway, but now it's even more so.
Do you think this is going to, you know, kind of encourage Charlie Baker to speed up maybe getting rid of the masks?
Grace, come on.
I know.
You've listened to too many of those press conferences. Tomorrow's press conference is going to be one of the all-time defensive ones. He's going to be somehow this will be Donald Trump's fault. This will be Ron DeSantis's fault. He's always hated me. You know, first he must hate Sununu so much because Sununu undercut him on the transportation climate initiative. You know, and then there's no sales tax on. There's no income tax, and you can still buy menthol cigarettes, and you don't have to put a deposit down to buy carbonated beverages, adult or otherwise.
The horror. I said the horror.
I mean, and you can get fireworks.
It's too much freedom. It's Howie. It's too much of this liberty thing, as Dr. Fauci called it.
Right. I love it when he says, we got to play that cut again. We got to play that cut over and over again today. Cut 12.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But I
disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing for everybody else. It's a liberty thing for me. I get to tell them what to do.
But he does have...
You know how great that is? I'm 80 years old. And I'm 5'6". I'm shorter than Billy Bulger.
I think your Fauci's becoming a little too Cuomo-y.
You need to go down here with it, Howie. You need to get the rasp in.
But do you remember, I just want to say, Fauci is very condescending. We all know that. But especially about liberty and freedom. Like, he acts like it's not... what this country was founded on. Remember a few months ago he said, I was talking with my UK colleagues who were saying the UK is similar to where we are now because each of our countries have that independent spirit. I can understand that, but now is the time to do what you're told. He really does think that we are all just, you know, these deadly catch-watching Mountain Dew-guzzling rednecks who have no idea what to do without his guidance.
Hey, Doc, you are on our payroll. We're the boss, not you. You do what we, the taxpayers, tell you to do. You've been living high on the hog since 1968. It's about time you got your boot off of our collective throat.
Well, actually, I just wanted to add this, and Howie, I know I go to Twitter a lot, but I have to tell you this one. There was a tweet, and it said Kamala Harris is going to travel to Mexico to find out the root causes of immigration, and Stephen Miller retweeted it and said she could just buy a mirror from Target for $40. And it's like everything else. Just look in the mirror. You are the root cause of this. Fauci complains about how there's all of this fear about the vaccine. You are the reason people aren't getting the vaccine. You're giving them no incentive to get it. You're telling everyone that this is never going to end. It's a perpetual pandemic.
And it's getting so out of control that, again, they have to walk back Ed Markey trying to get pack the Supreme Court. Mr. Frosty. Mr. Frosty, as Jay from Chelsea tweeted out, Mr. Frosty tries to pack the Supreme Court, which FDR couldn't do. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I mean, Ed Markey, he's co-sponsored a lot of real winners, Howie.
Yes, he has. But he's accomplished his one really mission in life, which was to keep Joe Kennedy from running for president in 2024. So now just retire on your laurels. I just got an email from a friend of mine. He has a place up in North Conway. He said he's taken off early from his job tomorrow to go up to North Conway. He's so happy. Yeah. And I think they're running a pretty loose operation up in North Conway, that area. He sent me pictures that he takes, you know, from the bar saying you don't have to wear a mask in here, which I think probably was a violation of the rules. But this is just wonderful news.
I just want to say, to go back to Ed Markey really quick, there's an episode of The Office where one of the old guys takes all the ink out of the computer printer and puts it on his hair to try to make himself appear younger. And every time I see Ed Markey trying to get into these, co-sponsor these ridiculous, radical, progressive bills, I just think he's just praying to the squad. He's getting on his knees and begging the squad, please let me stay. Please accept me as one of your own.
But does he really think he's going to get another? He just was reelected, Grace. He's got another 5.5 years. You know, he's all set. Does anyone think he's going to be reelected at age 80 or whatever he'd be at the time?
Maybe. Nancy Pelosi's still there. She's like 81, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be around after the Republicans take over the House, knock on wood, in 2022.
By the way, Howie, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my new RAV4 XLE, but even
Portsmouth,
more...
Portsmouth, what state is that in?
I love Toyota of Portsmouth. I remember I actually got this car around the time that the pandemic was starting, and even then... There's just a more relaxed feel in Portsmouth. There's a more relaxed feel in New Hampshire than in Massachusetts, for sure. If you want to check them out, they're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off 95. Like how we said, you know you're going to be traveling there anyway because you just want to get out of Massachusetts. So you might as well go to Toyota of Portsmouth or check them out at toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Howie, can I do a quick royal update? Very quick.
Very quick.
The Queen has spoken, and she forbids royals from wearing military uniforms to Prince Philip's funeral.
Good.
She's like, you nincompoops, okay? Just show up in a suit like the rest of us. Lord.
Good for her.
And other silver lining news. Since, Howie, I heard you talking in the opening about, or I heard one of your callers saying it's really helpful to have some positive news, lift people's spirits. I totally agree. And so here's my contribution for today. Major League Baseball's favorability ratings plummet.
Yeah, no, that's our poll question.
It's a beautiful thing, and I absolutely love it. They've gone from, they already were low. They had 47 point approval rating to 12 points. So It's just a good, it's a nice feel good story. And also how he,
it was such an unforced error. You know, like at least with the NBA, you knew there were hundreds of billions of dollars involved.
Right.
With all the cheap sneakers and getting exposure in China, the world's largest market. But baseball had no reason to do this. They just got snookered.
No, and I was actually, I don't really follow baseball, Howie. I'm sure that would shock you, a 28-year-old female. I'm not really plugged into all those four-hour games every night. But I was reading a piece on it yesterday, and someone was talking about Manfred. That's his name, right? Manfred.
Manfred, the commissioner.
And they were talking about all the other things he's done. Forget the wokeness. Just things that he's let happen to the game that have kind of ruined it and caused it to go on for hours and hours. And there were like specific parts of it that he kind of contributed to and really is ruining baseball. And then he adds this into it, and it's like, who's going to watch these anymore?
I know. I looked him up. I didn't know anything about him till a few days ago when I read his biography. And, you know Roger Goodell, his father was the senator they described as the Christine Jorgensen of the Republican Party because he was a Democrat, basically. He was a Charlie Parker. And he got the job at the NFL, and he's worked there his entire career. Rob Manfred is like a Roger Goodell of baseball. He's worked in the MLB front office for most of his career. And you know what he has? He even has a worse stain, in my opinion, than Goodell. He went to Harvard Law School. What more do you need to know, Grace? He's going to make the wrong decision.
So his dad was involved in Major League Baseball, too?
No. His dad wasn't. But no, Roger, I was just saying Roger Goodell got into it because his father was the U.S. senator from New York. And that's how he got in. Manfred just, I don't even know how Manfred got into Major League Baseball, into the front office.
The part of it I find so amusing, whether it's Coca-Cola or Major League Baseball or Delta, they all have one thing in common. All these woke people who are ostracizing half the country from buying or using their products, they're all rich, white, liberal men. And it's just so obnoxious. It's like they're white guilt and they're pushing it onto all of us.
Yeah, it's like the Cigna guy who's pushing through banning all these phrases. He made $19 million last year. He's 55 years old. And he said that he was never allowed to play with young blacks on the basketball court. And he's like a Charlie Baker of the insurance industry. He's got such a commitment to the woke sport of basketball. He never could. Yeah, right. Sure. Ugh. I believe that. Just like I believe the story about Charlie Bacon and the fisherman.
So many stories, so little time.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Howie.
Thanks you. Thank you, Grace. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and I turn to GABI. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with GABI means a better price for the same insurance company. We knew something like this. Who knew something like this existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples to apples comparison for your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers. And all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use with no obligations. That's what I did. I'm not great with computers, but I was able to get onto the site easily. I put in my current car insurance, which was current and probably in 1999 as well. I hadn't changed it all through these years. I moved from town to city to town. I had the company, the agency was sold from person to person.
You just get so used to it. You get so complacent that you don't even bother. It's just, you figure it in your cost for the year, and that's that. But you can save money.
Right. It's like you have a certain amount budgeted for utilities, and that's auto insurance becomes a utility, but you can save a lot of money. It only took me a few minutes to do it, and I logged in with my current insurance provider, then current, and I got quotes from six or seven companies, and I ended up saving over $600 over what I'd been paying. I wish I'd have done this years ago. GABI customers on average save $961 per year, and they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test as I did. Get a better insurance with GABI. It's totally free to check and there's no obligation. Go to GABI.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. GABI.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Time now, as it is every Thursday at this time, for the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, Kevin Frisbee. Kevin, Governor Sununu just lifted the mask mandate in New Hampshire. Do we see light at the end of the tunnel for the more oppressed states?
Hallelujah to New Hampshire. I mean, I wish we would have the same kind of governance here in the state of Maine, you know?
And Massachusetts. Jeez. And Vermont. And Connecticut. And Rhode Island.
Yeah. You know, it's a step in the right direction. I think that as states start to open up, obviously, as you see, the economic data was blowout this morning again. And part of the market hit an all-time high again is the hopes that we do have a reopening and a reemergence of the economy. And everything's banking on that at this point.
But, you know, Fauci's trying to, keep control of the situation, and they won't let go without a fight. You should see the insane comments on the Boston Globe comments message boards. They won't give this up.
I'd like to know his intent, his real intent. I don't understand how they can continue to parade that guy in front of national media, spooking the pants out of people. I mean, just that doesn't make any sense how they can let this guy dictate the fear that's being put out there in the media. I don't like it at all.
Yeah. So what do you have for the listeners this week, Kevin?
Yeah. So today we're offering up if somebody wants to run that Roth conversion scenario, we've got software that people can call us up and look at maybe minimizing taxes on some of that retirement money. So it doesn't mean they have to do any business with us, Howie. You know, as we say every week, it's no obligation. They can call us up, have a conversation. We can run a scenario if it makes sense to do Roth conversions or not. And to do that, they can call us up at the 800 number, 1-800-989-9100, or they can find us online at frisbeebenefits.com. That's Frisbee, i.e. benefits with an S.
Yeah, and we got a call yesterday from a listener in Connecticut who said he'd called you up, and he was positive in his impression of his call with you guys. He said he got everything done that he wanted. He was very happy.
And it was me that he had spoken with and started to work with. So, you know, you might call up your show, whoever the listeners are, and you might end up talking to me or one of the other guys. But this particular guy in Connecticut actually is now working with me directly. So, yeah, I appreciate the comments.
That's great. What are we going to do? There's another big story in the New York Post, and we've seen it up here in New England as the restaurants try to go back to work. They can't get people to come back to work. Even with people getting $15 an hour at restaurants or grocery stores or whatever, with all the bennies, they're making more than that. What are we going to do?
It's a tough problem. I was sitting the other day with the head of TSA for all of the main airports here in New England through Boston, and my commentary was, you know, what are you seeing? He says, well, we're seeing a robust pickup in travel. And he says, but the problem is we're staffed not to have this robust pickup, and so that they can't find enough people even to fill those jobs. So if you have a choice to go work for TSA, or you have a choice to go to work for Bath Iron Works, who's hiring like crazy, or some of these other manufacturers, Procter & Gamble's, you're not going to go to work in a restaurant and rely on tips or rely on maybe another change in shutting down or something like that. You're going to go take those hardline jobs. And I think that's where the restaurants are finding themselves right now.
Yeah, and it's but again, I think it's everybody is having a problem. If TSA is having a problem, I mean, that's government work. That's the ultimate goal, isn't it? A government job, and they don't even want that. It's amazing. I mean, they think it's never gonna this gravy train's never gonna run out, but it is.
It is gonna run out, and again, at the end of the day, there's help wanted signs all over the place, and some of these restaurants just frankly aren't gonna make it because they don't have the staff, and if they can't open up. Not just because of restrictions now, but now that they've moved those people away to other positions, they're not coming back, a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, give us the number if people want to get the Roth conversion for their IRA software, whether it's a better deal for them to pay the taxes now before they go up. What's the number to call or the email address to go to?
Yeah, they can reach us, Howie, at 1-800-989-9100.
Okay. That's Kevin Frisbee. He's the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. Check it out. He might answer the phone himself. I'm Howie Carr.